Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Santa Monica High School, Santa Monica, California. On behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snyard, Pat Patrick, his Ursula Twing, Hans Conried, Johnny McGovern, and our special guest, Dr. Max Mason. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
You sun-kissed Santa Monikers.
Charlie, isn't it romantic here on the ocean sands?
Yes, it is. But all my romances on the sands usually end up on the rocks.
Yes.
Oh, hardly worth the time, was it?
No. Well, that probably accounts for it.
Accounts for what?
Well, you taking such a great interest in astronomy lately.
Oh, yes, that's true. I am now P.O.P.
Yes.
Professor of Planets.
I see.
Would you girls like to meet me on the Milky Way? And have a double malted?
Yes. Charlie, I have a pleasant surprise for you today.
Good.
Because of your interest in astronomy, I have asked the famous scientist, Dr. Max Mason of California Institute of Technology, to drop in and talk to you. You know what Mason is largely responsible for?
The Mason jar?
No. No, it's the much-talked-of telescope with a 200-inch mirror at Palomar.
Oh, a colleague.
Yes.
Oh, he must come over and see my 10-foot telescope.
10-foot?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Well, it's set up in my pal Gimlet's barn.
I see.
We made it out of a pipe.
Out of a pipe?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. What kind of a pipe?
Well, kind of a pipe,
pipe with a hole in it.
Yeah. Why do you ask, Bergie?
Well, because yesterday I started a fire in the stove to make a pot of tea.
Yeah?
And the room filled with smoke.
Maybe there's something wrong with your tea zone.
Yeah, maybe there is. I was wondering why it didn't draw, so I went outdoors to look. And what do you think?
You forgot your pants.
No. No, I looked up on the roof, and the stovepipe was gone.
Well, there is your trouble right there.
Yeah.
Did you report it to the Bureau of Missing Stovepipes?
No, I didn't.
No.
But where did it go?
Maybe it came down with the flu.
All right. It's a coincidence, isn't it, young man, that the same week I lose my stovepipe, you acquire a telescope?
Yes. If things happen, you can't figure them out, you know?
Mm. How long did you say you've had your telescope, or how long did you say it was?
So long, Bergen. So, no, 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 no,
Dolly.
Oh, Edgar, yeah. Here's Dr. Max Mason.
Oh, fine. Hello, Edgar. And hello, Charlie. I understand you're a fellow astronomer.
Yes, we're sort of solar mates. we're both in the same racket.
Yes, it beats working, doesn't it?
Yeah. Doctor, your telescope is at Palomar, isn't it?
Yes, up on a mountain, away from the city lights.
Yes, well, mine is in Gimlet's barn, away from the city cops.
Dr. Mason, do you believe there is life on Mars?
Well, yes and no.
That's what I like, a man who has the courage of his convictions.
What I mean is, there may be some plant life,
but
the atmosphere is too rare for human existence.
Well, Mr. Mason, will the 200-inch telescope show whether there really are canals on Mars?
Frankly, I don't know.
When do you think we'll have rocket ships going to Mars?
Well, frankly, I don't know.
He doesn't know.
I must say that is sloppy research. Well, when I come to class unprepared, I have to stay after school. That's the way it affects me.
Yeah, well, I think it would be interesting if you would tell us something about the 200-inch and why it is so important to man.
The whole universe is made up of the same atoms that make up the Earth and our bodies.
Would you care to change the subject, Bergen?
No.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I gotta get over to my observatory. It's nice to have talked with you, Mr. Mason. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Charlie. You know, Edgar, I'd like to see Charlie's telescope.
Oh, no. No, it's just some contraption that he's built. But I have an idea. Let me get my makeup box and put on a mustache and a beard on you. And if he doesn't recognize you, he'll talk with plenty of authority. We might be sure of getting a few laughs.
Well, yes, we won't get any standing here without him.
No. Well, Mortimer, am I glad to see you.
Oh, am you?
Yes, yeah, I certainly am.
Don't take much to make you sort of ticklated, does it?
No. How do you find yourself today?
Don't know. I'm still looking.
Oh, I do. Well, tell me, what have you been doing lately?
Oh, been saving up to buy a dog.
Oh, I see. Well, good for you. You know the old saying, a man's best friend is what?
A house by the side of the road?
No. Now, of course, in buying a dog, remember, the best dogs have pedigrees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that tells what the dog's family tree is.
Well, I never knowed they had to have any special tree. Oh, yeah.
Were you going to buy an expensive dog?
No, I don't want that, no.
I see. You're short.
No, I'm Mort.
You're Mort, yes, I know. Well, then you'll probably wind up with a mongrel.
You mean a gossip mongrel?
No. A mongrel is, its ancestry is, you might say Maybe we better approach it from another direction.
Yeah, what's the matter? Is the bridge out?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. A mongrel is a dog whose mother was one kind and whose father was another kind.
Oh, now I get it, yeah. One was a her dog and one was a him dog.
No. I mean, it's a mixture or a variety of breeds.
Well, I always say that, that variety is, of course, monotony ain't so bad either. No, it isn't.
Well, I don't want to influence you. No doubt you've already made up your mind what kind of a dog you're going to get.
Yep, I made up my mind what kind I wanted before I come here.
Yeah. Well, now, what kind is it you're going to get?
One with mustard.
With mustard?
Yeah. You know, a hot dog.
A hot dog.
Yeah. You make a lot of fool talk.
You mean you let me talk about canines all this time while all you wanted was a hot dog?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
Well, I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
Mortimer, where is your mind?
Well, I don't know. I guess it went to the dogs.
There's a kid waiting outside for you.
Yeah, well, what's his name?
Well, he says it's Gimlet.
Oh, yeah, he's a fellow scientist. Send him in. Oh,
very well, Dr. McCarthy. Come in, Professor Gimlet.
Hiya, Chuck. Well, hiya, Gimlet. Say, we're going to open up our planetarium today, and maybe I can make another great discovery.
What'd you ever discover before?
Well, you know, Bergen didn't just happen.
Dr. Mason, was he pretty hip?
Yeah. I got more brains in my whole head than he has in his little finger. Now, Gimlet, we got to drum up some business now, you see, to make this telescope pay off.
Okay, but maybe you'll get wiser. It's just a stovepipe.
Well, no. Well, see, that's the nice thing about astronomy. You can operate in the dark. Now, if I can find some unsuspecting chump for this noble experiment.
Oh, I say, did somebody call me?
Yes. Ray?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to visit the planetarium?
Oh, rather, yes. Whose band is playing there this week?
No, I mean, do you like astronomy?
Oh, well, no, not very well. You know, those Italian dishes give me hiccups.
Oh, no. Anita, will you tell Ray what astronomy is?
Oh, that's the study of the stars. And it's so romantic.
Yeah. Would you like to see the stars from our telescope?
No, it's more romantic to see them from a convertible.
Yeah. Well, you come over to our observatory and we'll combine science and romance.
Say, what's all this talk about stars?
Well, Ken, wouldn't you like to get a close-up of the planet?
Oh, yes. I've always wondered what it's like on Mars. What the people do, what they eat for dessert.
Well, I wouldn't know. Do you?
Well, no, but I do know, on Earth, here's the theme song for every family that likes good things to eat. Royal pudding. Rich, rich, rich with flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth as silk. More food energy than sweet fresh milk. Royal. More food energy than sweet fresh milk. Yes, royal puddings give more food energy than sweet fresh milk. Rich, delicious chocolate. Smooth, creamy vanilla. Mellow golden butterscotch. Royal pudding. Rich, rich, rich with flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth as silk. More food energy than sweet fresh milk.
Chuck, we're all ready for business. I got the stovepipe sticking through the hole on the roof.
Okay. And remember, when I say to a customer, you're looking at the sun, and then you hold the sun lamp over the end of the stovepipe. Get it?
Got it.
Great. And when I say, you're looking at the moon, then you hold a grapefruit over the end of the stovepipe.
But I already ate it.
You ate it. Well, then hold your stomach over there. Now go on and get up on the roof there. Get
okay.
The get away. I got to straighten up this barn. It's a mess here. I'll take this old bundle of rags out here.
What? You're disturbing my slumber.
That bundle of rags has a man in it. Who in the world are you?
I, sir, am a knight of the open road.
Yeah, well, you better hit it, you bum.
I am not a bum. I'm a retired vagrant. But I might stoop a bit to some remunerative employment.
Yeah, well, what we want is brains. Are you a college man?
Oh, yes, indeed. I went to Pitt.
To Pitt?
And then I went to Park.
Yeah. That's obvious. Did you get a sheepskin?
No, but I managed to come away with a slightly used raccoon coat. Yeah,
better than some.
I might add that I majored in astronomy.
Yeah, well, I'll test you. Do you know all the stars by name?
Only by reputation.
Uh-huh. Well, we waited long enough for it. Is it true that Atlas supports the globe?
No, Uncle Sam does.
I see. That's the old sure stuff. I guess you do. If you can bring in customers, I'll tell you, we'll make it worth your while.
Oh, fine, fine, fine. How does this sound?
Hurry, 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 folks. Right this way to the big telescope. A Mars, Venus, and all points up.
Peanuts and Capricorn. Children not admitted unless accompanied by the price of admission.
That's hello there, Charlie. Say, Phil, this is the place, huh? Well,
yeah.
How's the stargazing business? Looking up?
You always have one, don't you?
No, but...
Would you care to drop 50 cents into the box so we can provide oxygen tanks for the underprivileged inhabitants of Mars?
Oh, yes, always glad to donate to charity.
And for an extra quarter, you can see the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper.
Yes, but what can I see for a dime?
We'll let you look at a Dixie cup.
Well, all right, but couldn't I see the Big Bear?
I'm sorry, chum. The little beggars are hibernating.
Oh, come on, Charlie. Just let me take a sample look.
Well, okay, but just a squint, mind you.
All right, good. Oh, my word. I do believe I see Edgar Bergen's head sticking out of the window.
No, you're looking at the moon now.
Oh, yes.
Come on, now, give me your quarter.
All right, very well. Oh, my goodness, my wallet's gone.
Your wallet's gone?
Yes.
Where's the tramp?
Well, he's gone, too.
There's your answer.
There you are.
I'll get that guy even to come here.
Hey, Bam.
You.
Bam. Bam.
My name is Ursa Plang.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm your neighbor, and I have a complaint, too.
Well, what's your complaint?
Well, all because of you and your darn little old stupid telescope. That's what it is.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Well, every time I go out to take a sun bath, there you are with your beady little eyes burning into my torso.
Well, it's easy to get a tan in California, especially around the southern part.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd just as soon get a tan all over.
Yes.
It didn't help a bit. You know, I need the sunshine, too, because I work so very hard.
You're tired.
Yes, I am tired. I'm an architect, you know, and I draw day and night.
Mm-hmm. Are you the head man?
Well, no, I'm sort of one of the, if you'll pardon the expression, underdrawers.
Well, do you like the sun?
Do I like the sun? Mm. Oh, for goodness sake, my gosh, heavens to Elizabeth, yeah. You know, I think it's just peaching.
Yeah,
it gives me the energy to exercise.
Well, that's good.
Uh-huh, and that gives me the strength to lift weights.
Well, that's good.
Uh-huh, and that gives me an awful backache. Yeah.
Well, that's bad.
Yeah,
but you do look like a wreck, if I may.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, just look at this physique.
Yes, what happened?
Malnutrition.
Oh.
Yeah. But before my present condition, I was so tall, tan, and handsome, the girls all called me the Gary Cooper of Chula Vista. Yeah.
And now you're the Drooper of Chula Vista, huh?
Oh, that's very cute.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Smart Alec, you know, you just keep at me until you're going to get me into a snip.
Well, that'd be fine.
When I came in here today, I was so nervous already, and you've just been needling me until now. I'm just all unthreaded.
Well, well.
And as far as I'm concerned, oh, it's the same to you. Goodbye, Aya.
Goodbye, Aya.
Oh, Charlie.
Hi, Bertie. Say, Bertie, who's your friend with the whiskers?
Oh, this is Mr. Snootenhouse. He wants to see your telescope.
Hello, young man. I'm a friend of Dr. Mason.
Well, any friend of Dr. Mason is a friend of mine. Put it there. The four bits, I mean.
All right, but first tell me, what is your opinion of this Dr. Mason?
Well, personally, I don't think he could find a big dipper if it was chained to the pump handle. Any other questions, Beaver Puss?
Yes, young man. Do you know that appearances are sometimes deceitful? Maybe I can talk better if I remove these whiskers.
Why, sure, you just take them out.
Oh, they're false, I...
Dr. Mason, let me out of here!
Dr. Mason, we want to thank you for being with us today.
And now for appearing here today, Dr. Mason, we confer on you this honorary M.M. degree, Master of Nonsense.
Well, thank you, Charlie. No end. I hope I'll have a chance to come back for a postgraduate course in comedy.
Well, if you do, we'll give you a putty nose and a baggy tramp suit.
Well, the putty nose will be a novelty, but most of us professors already have a tramp suit.
Yeah.
Of our food that makes eating so popular. It's what brings us to the table. Above all, flavor is the basis of selection when it comes to tea. And that's why Tenderleaf tea is so popular all over the country. It's a year-round, all-purpose beverage, always appropriate because it's so delicious. Tenderleaf tea is famous for the flavor of the small, young top tea leaves. And those small leaves are famous for exquisite bouquet, fuller flavor, more satisfying tea goodness. The new leaves pushing out towards the ends of the branches are infinitely superior to the coarse old leaves lower down. So get the tea that brings you new leaf flavor. It's the flavor of spring. Yes, it's vigorous, thrilling, exciting Tenderleaf tea flavor. Get it in convenient-sized packages or in best-selling Tenderleaf tea balls, 8, 16, 48, and 100 to the box. Always ask your grocer for Tenderleaf brand tea. This week is National Restaurant Week, and our congratulations and best wishes go to our public eating places. This annual event brings many memories of delicious food well served. So this week, remember, let's eat. It's always fun for the family. This week, when you're buying groceries, ask for Tenderleaf tea and royal pudding. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from Santa Monica, California.